Hey guys, welcome to the newest podcast. My name is Izzy, and today we will be talking about basketball, if we want to be specific. I will be having two friends of mine. One is Trey and one is William. They will both be coming in, and I'll be asking them a couple of questions, like, about their sport and stuff. My reason for this podcast is to just kind of get to know my friends, I guess, and kind of understand their favorites about basketball and like how they play a game and like what's going on through their head and stuff. And so my first guest will be Trey.
Hey Trey, what is your favorite NBA team?
My favorite NBA team is probably the Chicago Bulls because I think they have a really good franchise and I love their colors. And Michael Jordan, who played for the Bulls like in the 90s, is my favorite player of all time, and that's really all.
Yeah. What teams do you play for?
I play school ball for the school team. Then I play travel ball for the TC3. We travel to like Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, all around the four states.
Sounds fun. What is going through your head during the game?
A lot of, how should I say it? Like, not how to say it. Like, struggle is because people play tight defense on you. You need the ball.
Yeah.
You don't really make a move to the right or left or shoot or pass. It's just all that runs through your head super fast. So I usually shoot or I drive. When I ran a drive, I kick it out to a shooter.
Yeah.
Let them shoot. And sometimes they make it, but yeah.
Okay, do you do basketball just because you're really into it and it's fun, or do you do it because you are either pressured or you want to stay in shape?
I do it because I love it. It's just, I think it's a great sport to do. It keeps you in shape. It's a fast-paced sport, and it's a lot of fun to play with friends.
From personal experience, since I play basketball, I think that I enjoy basketball.
Hey guys, we're back. We have a new guest named William. Say hi, William.
Hi.
Are you excited to be on this podcast?
Yes.
Guys,
another question for you is, who is your favorite team?
My favorite team is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Why are they your favorite team?
Because they actually like play as a team. Most other teams have one player that does like all the work for them and everything.
That's right. Alright, who is your favorite player of all time?
My favorite player of all time is Michael Jordan.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't really think as much when he plays, and he just plays the game of basketball.
William, what teams do you play for?
I just play school ball now. I used to play travel ball with TC3, but
why don't you?
I kind of stopped that.
How was your season for the school ball?
We didn't do that bad. We could have done a lot better in the tournaments and everything. We placed like fifth or fourth, but we didn't do too bad.
That's good. Okay, William, what is going through your head? Like, what's on your mind when you're in the game?
I don't really think of much during the game. I just worry about what to do on everything else, like scoring and defense and everything like that, and trying to help out my teammates and everything.
Do you worry about your techniques of like how you should be standing or how you should be dribbling the ball?
No, just do it.
You just do it?
Yep.
Fun. My next question is, do you play basketball because you are forced to? Do you do it because you want to stay in shape, or do you do it just because you enjoy the game and all the intense stuff?
I do it because I enjoy the game and everything else about it.
Yeah. What exactly is your favorite part about it?
Probably scoring.
Scoring?
My favorite part, yeah.
Do you like winning?
Yes.
Do you hate losing?
Yes.
Does it make you mad?
Makes me really mad.
Alright guys, here in just a few seconds, we will be back with Trey and William.
Alright guys, we're back here with William.
What's up guys?
And Trey.
Hi.
Alright guys, who do you think is better, Kyrie Irving or Derrick Rose?
Kyrie Irving.
Why?
Because he is just all around better than Derrick because he's got a better shot, faster, you know, not much to say.
Okay, what do you think about that?
I think Derrick Rose is a lot more athletic than Kyrie Irving in his prime. He's a great all-around player, and I think he's better than Kyrie Irving still to this day.
Okay, guys, which team do you think is better, the Bulls or Oklahoma City Thunder?
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Why?
Because they work as a team, and, like, they don't just have one player shooting all the shots.
I think the Bulls, my favorite team is the Bulls, but I think the Thunder are a better balanced team all around.
What do you guys think about the playoffs?
I think that so far it's lopsided playoffs. Mostly every team's up 3-0 or 3-1, and even the Celtics already won their series 4-0 against the Pacers.
I think that too. It's basically, so far the teams are losing 3-0 or it's down. I think I come back ever.
Guys, what is your favorite top 5 players? William, you go first.
I have to say my first one is probably Michael Jordan. And probably Kyrie. Isaiah Thomas is a legend. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Okay. Why are those your top 5 players?
Because they all are just really good and they don't really think about the game of basketball and they just play.
Okay, Trey, who are your 5 top players?
Of all time, like today.
Of all time.
Of all time? I'd probably have to go with Michael Jordan. The second, probably Shaquille O'Neal. Number 3, Vince Carter. Number 4, Larry Bird. Number 5, Magic Johnson. I'm off to throw it up. My boy Quaid in there.
Okay. Why are those your favorite players?
I think they're just really good all-around player. They led their team in the playoffs and even championships. And Quaid's just a god. So.
Since Michael Jordan is both of your guys' favorite players, can you give me detail on, like, kind of why he's your favorite player, Trey?
He's my favorite player probably because he's just a great team player. Doesn't play selfish. He plays a good team, makes good plays every once in a while, and is really balanced. Good player.
And isn't he famous for his dunking? That little dunk thing?
Not just his dunk, his dunking. It's just all around.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of great moments in his career. Including 6 championships with the Chicago Bulls.
William, why is he your favorite player?
I like what Trey said. He's a team player. He's not like just going to take every single shot just for him, just to get all the points and everything. He makes good plays. He made good plays a couple of times, you know, like every single game. Dunk the ball a little bit, can shoot. Can do basically everything on the court.
Yeah. Okay, guys, here's a player that has a funny moment in the NBA.
I probably think James Harden does because of his step back travels every time he does a step back.
Does he ever get called for it?
What?
Does he ever get called for it?
No, he never gets called.
Okay, Trey?
I'm about to say Draymond Green. He looks like a donkey, first of all. And second of all, he likes to use his knee or his foot to hit people in some really, really bad spots.
Okay. Guys, what's your opinion on LeBron James? William?
I kind of think he's overrated with everything.
Oh, I agree with William. He's insanely overrated. I think he's regressed through his career. And he just... He's a crybaby, really. He flops and cries by every call the refs make. And he's not really a team player. He just kind of tries to control the team by himself.
I feel like that's what he does. He just tries to take over.
Yeah, he's just selfish all around.
What about that son of his, Bronny James?
I think he's got potential. He's in our grade, but I think he has potential. But, like, I don't think he's at the point where he's at the best he can be.
William, what do you think about Bronny?
Yeah, I think he's about the same what Trey said. He's got really good potential and everything, but he's not the best right now. He's got time to form and do all the other things.
William, what is your opinion on Trey? Because I know you play with him.
Yeah, Trey, he's an all-around good player. He has really good post moves, and he can play outside too, but, I mean, all-around, he's just really good.
I watched him play. He's pretty good.
I think William's better than me. I think he has a lot better handles. He leads a team in every game and helps out players that need it. And he can shoot the ball anywhere on the court, really.
I think Link's just all around good player.
Yeah, he can just finish the hole, too.
And now our good friend Trey is saying bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now that Trey has left, we have William. William, are you excited for high school basketball? Oh, gosh.
Yes, I'm very excited for it.
What are you most pumped about?
I guess in high school you get to play teams like my brother plays against like Arkansas teams and all that. I kind of want to do that just to see how good they play and everything.
Do you think you'll be able to get some varsity time?
Probably not as a freshman, no, but later on, like a sophomore or junior, yes.
Later on, do you think you have, like, any chance of just getting to play maybe one game on varsity?
Maybe.
Trey, what happens in a normal practice for you?
We usually go over our plays at first, and then we have scrimmages a lot. And then we have to run so much in practice, and then we get yelled at a lot, too.
How much do you guys run?
We usually run suicides, like 20 suicides in practice.
Have you ever been to a professional game?
Yes, I have.
Who did you go to see?
For basketball? I went to the Thunder game.
Thunder game?
Yeah.
Did you ever want to go to another professional game?
Yes, I'd love to.
Who would you want to see?
I'll take you.
Either Thunder again or probably the Bulls.
Who do you think would win? Like, if you had to pick an opponent against, like, the Bulls.
How's it going, dude?
76ers, probably.
Who do you think would win?
The Bulls.
The Bulls. Who would you pick to go against the Thunder? Like, a good team.
A good team. Celtics.
Who do you think would win?
I think the Celtics would probably win that game.
Okay. Okay, guys, we know this is totally off topic, but what do you guys think about intense rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors are so intense. Like in school. Oh, it just gets you going, you know?
Yeah?
Just pretty gnarly.
Is it intense for you?
Even if I'm not doing it, I'm just watching. It's so
you start
intense.
Getting ratty and stuff.
Yeah, I get the jitters.
Get the jitters? Okay, guys, let's get back on track here. My next question, William, why don't you play, like, football or something?
I don't really like football. It looks kind of boring because half the time it's either – you only play offense or only play defense. Only certain players get to play both. And if you're not, you're just sitting on the sideline for like a couple minutes, just standing there watching the whole game go on and you're not doing anything.
Why do you think – do you think basketball's better?
Yeah, because you're in every single play every time.
Yeah. And do you guys have – like in a game, do you guys have specific defensive plays?
Yeah. Well, either do like a zone – that where you just push everything up and don't let anything pass half court, or we'll just play man and
stay at follow up.
Yeah, triangle two.
What was your favorite play for offense?
Probably Hawk.
What did you guys do?
We would set a pick on the point guard, and then whoever set that would run to the basket and you'd throw him an oop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, guys, just come. Close to the end. William, thanks for visiting us.
Oh, yeah. Hope thanks for having me on this.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the newest podcast.
We'll be right back.